Imagine hanging out with a wise and loving person who always has your back. Now imagine that perfect friend and ideal mentor suddenly disappears. Well, that is exactly what happened to the disciples when Jesus died. But shortly before going to the cross, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come to them and enter into a deeply profound relationship with them. Now, being filled with the Holy Spirit is different from following Jesus around. It's supernatural rather than natural. But having a supernatural relationship with God means I can trust that the Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. Now, supernatural guidance may not be as obvious as following Jesus around in the flesh, but the Holy Spirit is every bit as present with us now as Jesus was with the disciples when he walked this earth. And he has something to say to you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I am so glad that you're here. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I hope that you'll subscribe and click the bell for notifications. I am here every single Sunday and Wednesday, and often I go right to the Word of God. Did I say often? Every single time we're together, I am in the Word of God with you, and this time, I hope to empower your tongue with truth with something from John's Gospel. Now, I'm going to read just verse 12 and the first part of verse 13. And again, these are Jesus's words in his last hours, really, to his disciples before going to Calvary. Again, John 16, 12 through just the first part of verse 13. And I'm going to read from the New International Version. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Now, the declaration that I would love for you to believe and speak with me is actually a personalized claim from what I just read out of John 16, 13. And it's this: the Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. Will you say that with me? The Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. Now, Jesus assured his disciples that even though he would be leaving them, they would not be left alone. When the disciples received the gift of the Holy Spirit, they entered into a far more profound relationship with God than when they'd been following Jesus around, because God wasn't merely with them, he was in them. The Bible says that they became temples of his Spirit. Now, even though you and I can't hang out with Jesus like the disciples did, we absolutely can cultivate a profound relationship with Jesus. And I promise you, he has something to say to you, which means that you and I can hear from God. Remember our declaration from John 16, 13? The Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. But how? How does the Spirit guide us? Well, in the Old Testament, God spoke through the prophets. In the Gospels, he spoke through Jesus. Today, he speaks through the Holy Spirit. But how? Again, how? Well, obviously, the Spirit guides us when we read the Bible. But did Jesus promise more? In John 16, 12, remember, I just read it. Jesus told his disciples, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But Jesus said, but he knew that the Holy Spirit was coming soon. And that's why he could hold his tongue in those moments. Instead of giving them way more information than they could handle, even though it was critical information and even though it was truth, he said, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth. And in case you didn't know, that already happened just as Jesus promised it would. In Acts chapter 2, we can read all about exactly how the Holy Spirit was poured out on Pentecost. And ever since then, when someone confesses their faith in Jesus and receives him as their Lord and Savior, they receive the Holy Spirit too. Now, Jesus doesn't hold back on his promises. Romans 5:5 says that hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, did you catch the use of the past tense? Has been given. The Holy Spirit has been given. And if you've received Jesus, you've received the Holy Spirit. And one of the benefits of this supernatural relationship is hearing from God. I can hear from God. Now, sometimes he makes things known through highlighting a passage of scripture. Sometimes he'll speak through the wise counsel of a friend. Sometimes it's through a series of circumstances where doors close and other doors open. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all the truth. Will we trust the Spirit's prompting and follow his lead? I tell you what, when I have a decision to make, the Holy Spirit guides me by giving or withholding peace. Let me say that again. It's peace. It's peace. If I have a sense of peace, even if what I'm facing is challenging or scary, I know that the Lord is with me in it. I know that he'll carry me through it, guide me through it. Peace is everything, but if I just don't, something doesn't feel right. And that could be, I call it a check in my spirit. That could be the Holy Spirit saying, no, this is not for you, at least not right now. But I tell you what, no matter how God speaks, if it's in that sort of gut feeling or in a still small voice like a thought in your head, he will never, ever speak contrary to what's already been revealed right here in the Bible. So I tell you what, you need to know what this book says about his character, about his promises, about his son, Jesus, and then don't be afraid to ask for the guidance you need. Like I said before, God often speaks like a thought that pops into my mind or a gut feeling that whispers into my heart. Be discerning. Don't accept just any thought as coming from God. He will confirm what he speaks into your spirit by remaining consistent with what he has already said in the Bible. Now, I'm going to talk more on this next time, but for now, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can also receive the promise that Jesus gave in John 16:13, and you can believe and speak this declaration with me. The Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for sending your Spirit to guide us into all truth. Lord, I know that your scriptures say that you hold teachers to a higher standard of accountability. And you know, Lord, that I pour out my prayers to you, asking, Father, that you would reveal truth to me so that I can share it. And I believe you want your people to know that you are still speaking today, that your Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. Lord, we want your truth, the truth, absolute truth. And we can only get that, Lord, from your word and through your Spirit who guides us. And so, God, I pray for everyone listening, Lord, that they would be able to discern out of all of the gut feelings that they have, out of all of the thoughts that pop into their heads, Lord, what is truth? What is you? What is your word? Lord, whisper with your still small voice to guide us and direct us. Lord, you promised that you would, and we trust that you will. Lord, we want to obey you. We want to please you. We want to follow you as closely as those disciples followed Jesus here on earth, but we need to hear from you. And so, Father, open up the scriptures to us. Breathe life into what it is that we read, Lord, and whisper into our spirits with that peaceful assurance of your presence and your hand on our lives. And Lord, we ask all of this in the name of your Son who made it possible for us to commune with you through your Holy Spirit like this. Lord, again, Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you for joining me today for Believe and Speak. And if you are at all blessed by what you see, I would love for you to do two things that would help me out so much. One is you could click the like button, and then another would be to share. Share this with a friend. And you know what? You've heard me say this. If you've watched Believe and Speak for a while, your tongue has power. Use it for good.